O God, search all of us. Father, I pray that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. I do want to thank you all for having me today, and also thank you, Pastor Light, a good friend in the Lord. The only thing I had to struggle with is this is my nap time, but I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to let you sleep either. I chose a topic that is very timely for all of us, searching for a stress-free life. One day, a man walked into my office and asked for the very thing. Where can I find a life that is stress-free or a place that is stress-free? பழைய ஒரு பாட்டிங்க வருதா, இங்கே நிம்மதி வந்துட்டீங்களா, அங்கே எனக்கோர். ஆஹா, பைபிளை திருப்புங்கன்னா எவ்வளோ நேரம் எடுப்பீங்களோ தெரியாது. பட் வி ரிமெம்பர் ஆல் தட், ரைட்? எங்கே நிம்மதி. தென் ஐ டோல் ஹிம், ஐ கேன் டேக் யூ டு அ பிளேஸ் வேர் யூ கட் ஃபைண்ட் பீஸ். தட்ஸ் தி ஓன்லி பிளேஸ் அப்பான் தி ஃபேஸ் ஆஃப் தி எர்த் யூ வுட் ஃபைண்ட் பீஸ். Can you guess the place is? It is the cemetery. There is no other place in the world you would find the name peace than cemeteries. R.I.P. Rest in peace. That is the only place, it seemed to me, that we have the sincere desire for our loved ones to rest in peace. Nothing wrong. But then it occurs to me that we think the peace that we talk can only be found in the grave, not when we live. Why? Because we all face three P's: pressures, problems, and pain. There are more prescriptions written for depression today than any other prescription written. Our lives are filled with stress. Even on a Sunday, coming over here from Howard County on 495 is stressful. We drive every day to work, and we are very stressed. You know, I'm part of the American Association of Christian Counselors, so I go to upgrade my license just every now and then. And this is exactly what they taught us. Why Americans, or those who live in America, are stressed out. 40% of the Americans, or U.S. workers, admitted to have stress in their lives. One quarter, they say they have stress in workplaces. Causes of stress in workplaces: being unhappy in your job, having a heavy workload or too much responsibility, working long hours, having poor management, unclear expectations, working under dangerous conditions, being insecure, having to give speeches, facing discrimination and harassment at work. All of these are listed under stress at workplaces. Then, what was intriguing to me is the way that we, you and I, on a daily basis, face stress. Death of a loved one, divorce, loss of a job, increased financial obligations. And the next one, they said getting married is a stressful thing. And I got to think about this whole lot. I had a question too. 27 years ago, Mr. Mudram and I did a very authentic Indian wedding. Mr. Devraj's daughter And I've done probably, Mr. Mother, over 125 weddings since. A whole lot of weddings. So every time I obligate the couple to come and talk to me as a premarital counseling, and the Kalyanthal Nai, he made us to sing 8-4 Amen. He knows how to do that. Perfect wedding. You all see the tape. So nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. Because for some reason, I don't put angi. The only time I put angi was that wedding. And then one other time when the bishop came, he made me do that. Nothing against it, but I somehow feel that I'm not that holy. I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. That's my personal conviction. Anyway, after that, and I've come across many couples in my life. Now, there's a wedding coming up in Ohio 2 months from now. She is a doctor, and she works with Doctors Without Boundaries, and she is in the Middle East right now. And she calls me, part of my church, said, Pastor Paul, I'm stressed out. Why? You're a doctor. No, not my job, my wedding. Come on now. This is true. I did a wedding for a man who flew many missions in Desert Storm, a pilot, in Alamo, down south. And this man was sweating on the day of his wedding. I said, man, you flew many missions and then you're sweating now. Oh my, Pastor, this is stressful. Making a commitment is stressful. Let me go on. Chronic illness, emotional problems, depression, anxiety, and grief, and taking care of an elderly, sick person. And I don't mean to say that your pastor is elderly. When you pray for your pastor, do not forget his wife, because it is important to pray for her. She is a saintly woman taking care of him 24/7, and we need to pray for her. And traumatic events like the ones we see on TV right now in England, that is traumatic. So, all of these cause anxiety, depression, worry. See, worriness is the internal response to an external, undesirable time. And what is worry? Kavali inbadi enna. ஆண்டோ சொல்கிறார் எல்லாத்தையும் கவலைப்படாதீங்க கவலைப்படாதீங்கன்னு. ஆனால் பேசினீங்கன்னா தெரிஞ்சோம், ஓ கவலையாக இருக்குது கவலையாக இருக்குது. Worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it will not take you anywhere. So Jesus said, do not worry. Fear and uncertainty can make people depressed, stressful. Do you know 80% of the worries that we have may never happen? Unfound fears. Attitudes and perceptions. Now, attitude towards something that happens worries all of us, and most of it may not happen. ஐயோ இது நடக்குமோ அது நடக்குமோ இப்படி ஆயிருமோ அப்படி ஆயிருமோ என் பிள்ளை இப்படி ஆயிருமோ நடக்கவே இல்லை அதுக்கு முன்னால் ஏன் கஷ்டப்படுறீங்க. You know, we always have this way of what we call wool gathering. Thinking about things that may never happen. Attitudes. And then, unrealistic expectations. High standards, setting the bar high. Changes in life. Now, all of this would cause stress to anybody, including all of us. Here. That is the reason why Jesus took the disciples. John chapter 14. And he spoke to them. And he said, I'm going to die. They were all stressed out. Are you kidding? We left our nets up north and came down south with you. We left our families and we are following you for 3.5 years. புள்ளையும் குட்டியும் குடும்பத்தையும் சாப்பாட்டையும் வீட்டையும் எல்லாத்தையும் விட்டு வந்து திடீர்னு நீங்கள் சாகிறேன்றீங்களே எங்கே போகிறது நாங்கள். They were stressed out. And Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And finally, as our brother read, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. The world cannot give, the world cannot take that away from you. Because the peace that I'm going to leave, it is my peace that passes understanding. I'll get to that later. But what is peace that Christ was talking here? In this stressful world, whether it is external or internal, whether it comes from our job or family, what Jesus said, this peace is not a life with no conflict. It is tranquility in the midst of conflicts. That is peace. He never said that you're not going to have problems in your life. He never said you're not going to have any sickness in your life. He never said that. But what he promised is that I'm with you always. I'm giving my peace, my presence with you. I'll go with you and I am dwelling with you. That's a promise that God gives. When we go to God, he will eliminate the stress. So I'm going to give you precisely three things this afternoon that would help all of us to experience the peace that God is speaking to the disciples. The peace that I'm giving you, the world can't take that away. Now, how can we have that? Can we have it? Yes, we can. Number one, first of all, we need to settle the hostility between God and us. Therefore, Romans 5:1, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since we've been justified, we've been justified by the shed blood of the Lamb. And we have the Lord's Supper. In a few minutes, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. You know what it means? It means he reconciled us to God. He's a righteous God. And in front of him, we're all condemned. We're all sinners. And we have been sentenced to death on our way to hell. Here's a true story. A judge in Texas, his son had DUI. And then the guy got the ticket, the whole nine yards, and the court date came. He said, I don't care. My dad is judge. Went to the court. The man stood there, and the judge said, young man, what's your name? What's your name? I'm your son. This is court. What's your name? And he said, my name is Ryan. Okay, give me your story. He gave the story. And he said, I will fine you $1,000 and you have to go to jail for 2 months. He said, Dad, I don't have money. And then he said, all right, you don't go to jail, but then you have to pay $2,000 right now. I don't care where you get the money. And then the judge took the gavel, adjourned. We'll come back in a few minutes. Went over to his chamber, took the judge's robe off, went to his son, gave him a check for $2,000. Now you pay it. Court back in session. And then he asked for the fine. Young man, do you have your fine? He said, yes, sir. Pay it and never do that again. Went home. He said, Dad, I can't understand what you did. Why can't you simply pay? This is exactly what he said. When I have the robe on, I'm the judge. You're a condemned person. When I take that one off, I'm your daddy. God the Father said, you are condemned, Paul, looking at me, looking at you. But then you can pay. Because the fine that I'm going to put on you can never give you eternal life. But then what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my robe off, go to the cross, and I'm going to reconcile you with the judge. Now you can pay. Jesus paid it all. So the first thing that we need to do is to have peace with God, without which you cannot expect peace in anything in the world. Peace with God is important. We were enemies. Now we are reconciled. Now this peace that God talks is also the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let me read John 16:8-11. And when he comes, he would convict the world concerning the sin and righteousness, judgment concerning the sin, because they do not believe in me concerning the righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. And he said, I'm going to send someone who's a paraclete. That's a Greek word. You know what it means? A comforter. தமிழ்ல ஒரு நல்ல வார்த்தை வாசித்தீங்களே, தேற்றரவாளன். உண்மையான அர்த்தம் என்ன தெரியுமா? தேற்றரவாளனுக்கு படித்தேன். தேட்டர் வாழும் அதுக்கு உண்மையான அர்த்தம் படித்தோமா? எங்கே படித்தோம்? சில சமயம் இந்த பழைய பாட்டெல்லாம் பாடுறோம்ல கீர்த்தனையில், அதெல்லாம் அர்த்தம் தெரியுமா? ஒரு நாள் தமிழ் கோயிலில் கேட்டேன், இதெல்லாம் பாடுறீங்களே இதனோட அர்த்தம் எனக்கு சொல்லுங்க, எனக்கு தெரியாதுன்னு கேட்டேன். ஆ, தெரியாது, அது பாடினாங்க, தாத்தா பாடினாங்க, நாங்களும் பாடினோம், எல்லோரும் பாட்டுருக்கோம், இன்னும் ஒரு 100 வருஷத்து அதையாக பாட்டிருப்போம். அர்த்தம் தெரியுமா? தெரியாது. Let me ask you, what a friend we have in Jesus. அழகான பாட்டு பாடினீங்களே, அது யார் எழுதுனா தெரியுமா? ஏன் எழுதுனார் தெரியுமா? Joseph Scriven is the name of a guy who wrote that song. And he was stressed out. He was engaged to be married. His fiancée drowned. She died just before wedding. Came back home, found his mother dead. He was an orphan boy. His father died when he was little. So he became a woodcutter, Joseph Scriven. And then went up north in England and stayed there away from the lights of London. And he refused to go and work. And after he died in that little place, his friend found a note by his lampstand in 1800s. This is exactly what he wrote. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. The man did not prove a thing in his life, but he did something that speaks even to this day, 200 years later, if not more. Now, he was reconciled to God. So, the paraclete, the name paraclete means one who walks alongside. நம்மோடு கூட நடந்து வருகிற ஒருத்தன் தான் தேற்றவாளன். சும்மா நீ இந்த என்னது சம குட் சமாரிட்டன் ஸ்டோரியில் ஒரு லீவாய் அந்த ஒரு ப்ரீஸ்ட் வந்தாங்களே, பா எனக்கு கோயிலில் வேலை இருக்குது, உன்னை பார்க்க முடியாதுன்னு போயிட்டானுங்களே. ஆனால் குட் சமாரிட்டன் கேம், இஸ் ஐ வில் வாக் அலாங் சைட், ஐ வில் டேக் யூ இன் மை எஸ்யூவி, புட் யூ இன் ஹாலிடே இன், ஐ வில் பே யூ 2 pence. You know how much 2 pence is worth today? $160. The man did that. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. So the peace that God said that I'm going to give you is that something God the Holy Spirit would instill in every Christian, provided we are reconciled to God the Father. That's how we get this peace. Now, here's the reason why sometimes we do not get the peace. When God created mankind in the beginning, he created an external being and an internal being. The external being with 5 senses. ஐம்புலன்கள், நல்ல வார்த்தை தமிழ், என்ன சொல்லுங்க பார்க்கலாம்? ஐம்புலன்கள் தெரியுதா? மத்தியானம் தூக்க நேரத்தில் எங்கே விளங்க போகுது இல்லை? ஆ, எஸ், சைட், ஸ்மெல், ஹியரிங், டச்சிங், ஃபீலிங், ஆல் தட், எஸ், 5 senses. So God created those 5 senses, thank you, ma'am, so we could understand the external world. But then God also created internal world. That is will, heart, and emotion. External, internal. Now Satan, listen to this. Satan can never come internally. He cannot. He can knock on the door, but he can't come in. But guess what happened in the beginning? We gave place to him. How? Not from inside. Externally. ஆதியாகமத்திலே 3rd வாசித்து பார்த்தீங்கன்னா நல்லா தெரியும். When Adam and Eve, especially Eve, அந்த அம்மாளுக்கு வேற வேலை இல்லை, அந்த மரத்துக்கடியில் நிற்பாங்க. So she was there standing, and then Satan came and spoke to her. You know the scripture tells? Listen to this. She saw the fruit and thought it was desired to be eaten. Then she plucked it and ate it. She saw, sight. She desired. Guess what? What we see will be translated into a heart for desire. Then the mind tells, go and do it. Then she commits sin. Now, very simple example. நீங்கள் வீட்டு குடும்பமாக சேர்ந்து ரெஸ்டாரண்ட் போயிருக்கீங்களா? ரெஸ்டாரண்ட் போய் சாப்பிட போயிருக்கீங்கல்ல? அது நம்ம ஊர் ரெஸ்டாரண்ட் இருக்குல்ல, புதுசு புதுசாக வருது, மூளை மூளைக்கு திறந்துடுறானுங்க. பார்த்தா அப்படி கலர் கலக்காக படம் அடிச்சிடுறானுங்க. மெனுவில் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா என்ன அழகாக இருக்குது தெரியுமா? மெனு பார்த்தோ ஒரு 40-50 அடிக்கிறானுங்க. இது கிடைக்குது, அது கிடைக்குது, எல்லாம் கேட்டு பாருங்கள், இது கிடைக்காது, எப்படியா மாற்றி ஈற்றி கொடுத்துருவானுங்க. ஆனால் அந்த படத்தை பார்த்து ஒரு தடவை, இன் மை வைஃப் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஆந்திரப்பிரதேஷ், ஷி செட், ஏதோ ஒரு கோதாவரி ஆர்ச்சி கூப்பிட்டு போனான். சரி போகலான்னு கோதாவரிக்கு போனேன். எங்கள் கோதாவரி, சரி என்னோட சரி போகலான்னு உட்காந்துக்கப்புறம் அங்கே பார்த்து, ஐயோ இது நான் சின்ன வயசு சாப்பிட்ருக்கேன், அது அந்த வயசு சாப்பிட்ருக்கேன், பார்த்ததெல்லாம் வேணுன்றான். சரி என்ன அப்படின்னு கேட்டால், தென் ஐ டோல்ட், லிசன், நீ பார்த்து வேணும்னு இருக்கா தான் நம்ம கலர் கலராக அடிச்சுக்காங்க படம். தட்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி வாட் இட் இஸ். அண்ட் த நெக்ஸ்ட் திங், பக்கத்தில் ஒருத்தருங்க வந்தாங்களா, ஆ அது நல்ல வாசம், அது என்னதுன்னு கேட்கலாம். சி, தட்ஸ் ஹவ் இட்ஸ் அ வெரி சிம்பிள் திங், தட்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி ஹவ் சேட்டன் கம்ஸ் இன். You know, he shows you and then say desire in your heart and then make a commitment. You're not sinning until you make the commitment. You can't avoid seeing. You cannot avoid smelling. You cannot avoid all these things. These are all what we call temptation. When we give in a temptation and then we have a desire that is inside, then Satan comes inside, takes hold of your heart. And God, the Holy Spirit, says, don't give him place, because you have the peace that I want to give you when Satan takes the center hold of you, and you will not have peace. That's what Satan does. He comes inside, takes the peace away. So first thing, we have to be reconciled to God and have the peace that God the Holy Spirit gives. Secondly, self-control to God's control. Let me read Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, guarding your heart. Now, what Paul is, he is metaphorically speaking about the Roman garrison. And people are kept in that little room, or in that fort. And when the Romans would come against the enemies, and the people are staying inside the room, guarded, well guarded. By what? By fortified walls. Now, that's the scenario that Paul is giving here. Peace of God that passes understanding will guard your mind, which means the peace that God gives will transcend human understanding. And I can tell you this. And I truly thought, I'm giving testimony to your pastor's wife. She was standing there when I went to the hospital. I thought she'll be in tears and crying the whole 9 yards. She said, Aya, praise God that God gave my husband the second life. And she's peaceful right there. That's what we call peace that passes understanding. Years and years ago, this is a true story, a missionary and his wife. I was a little boy. The missionary died. His wife stood by his body and started singing praises to God. And I thought to myself, she must be crazy. Married to him, husband died, she is singing praises? I can't understand that. I was a foolish little boy. The more I read the word, that peace that God gives in the midst of trouble and sorrow that you face and I face cannot be explained by human words. Only God can give. That's what I call giving the control to God. But the problem is, now we want to hold the control. We never want to give the control to God. When we face something, he said, oh, nane paathukuren na jamalichukuren enak onnu vendam yara odai ketta kuda ah enakellam theriy avarku enna theriyuma பார்த்துருக்கீங்களா? நம்ம அந்த மாதிரி பேசி பேசி பழகிட்டோம். கடவுளுக்கு கண்ட்ரோல் கொடுக்கறதுக்கு முடியாது, கொடுக்கறதில்ல. கடைசியில் கொடுப்போம், ஒன்று நடக்காட்டி ஆண்டவரே முன்னாலேயே போகிறது. We try everything that we know, then we can do it, then we go to God. Why? Because here's something I want to tell you. There is a promise of God in the Bible. Every promise of God comes with a premise. We forget the premise, we go to the promise. Isaiah. If you keep your mind on God and he gives you perfect peace. If your mind stays on God, he gives you peace. The moment your mind is not staying in God, you will be stressed out about every little thing. We go through this in our family every time. Stressed out. I said, all right, check our mind. Where's our mind? We should focus on the power of God. Now, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Christ was about to face the cross, he was stressed out. A lot of people may not even go there. He was stressed out. வாஸ்து பாருங்க, அவருக்கு வேர்வு எப்படி வந்துச்சு? பரவாயில்ல, தூங்காம இருக்கீங்க. ரத்தமா வந்ததான் வெளியே. That means he was stressed out. அங்கே முழங்கால் பொழிது ஜெபம் பண்ணுறப்போ அந்த வேர்வை எல்லாம் ரத்தமாக மாறிச்சா. யூ நோ வாட், ஹி வாஸ் ஸ்ட்ரெஸ்ட் அவுட். யங் மேன், 33 and a half years. ஹி வாஸ் கோயிங் டு டை. ஹி நியூ ஹவ் ஹி வாஸ் கோயிங் டு டை. ஆஸ் அ மேன், ஹி வாஸ் ஸ்ட்ரெஸ்ட் அவுட். த ப்ரேயர் ஹி ப்ரேட் இஸ் திஸ்,
Take this cup from me. I can't handle it. How often we pray that, Lord, I can't handle this in my life. I can't face it for my kid. I cannot face this in my work. I cannot face it for my family. Take it away from me. I don't want to go through this. It is human. But then the second phrase, yet not my will, but your will be done. That is giving God control, not your control. Do you know, I have this conviction. Jesus won the victory, not on the cross, way before the cross, on that night when he said, your will be done, which means I won it. Satan, where are you? I won the victory because I gave my control to the Father. Whatever happens is only a process after that. I'm going to go through it. I don't care. So once you give control to God, whatever happens, happens, because he takes a hold of your hand and then he guides you, he protects you, he takes care of you, he takes care of all the stresses that you and I go through and gives us peace that passes human understanding. No one can believe that. No one can understand the peace that God gives. How can God give that kind of a peace to Christians? And God told the disciples, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm going to die, I'm going to come back again, and I'm going to walk with you, I'm going to be with you, dwell with your heart, and you don't have to worry about anything, because I am going to give you the peace that the world cannot take that away. When Peter was crucified upside down, God gave him peace. Every disciple except John the Beloved met their end pretty bad if you really go through the history of the disciples. How in the world they went through that? It's because God gave them peace. And then I like this one. Colossians 3:15. I'm going to give you the third one pretty quick. And let the peace of God rule your heart. And the word rule. Tamil vasingala eduthonga. Colossians 3:15. Colossians 3:15. Colossians. Yes. Thank you. And if you go through that, all that is right, and then Colossians 3:15, and connect with all that was read to us, it would make sense to you. And let the peace of Christ rule your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. And be thankful. The peace of God that rules, the word rule means umpire, referee. Baseball on pagaringla. Pinnala otta nippone. Patringla. And he calls it strike or a ball. கிரிக்கெட்டை பார்க்குறீங்களா அவன் என்ன சொல்லுவான் காலில் விழுந்துச்சுன்னா லெக் பிஃபோர் விக்கெட் கேள்விப்பட்டீங்களா எல்பிடபிள்யூ கொஞ்ச நேரம் கழிச்சு அப்படியே கை போகும் பார்த்துறீங்களா அவுட் தட்ஸ் வாட் வி கால் அம்பையர் வாட் பால் இஸ் சேயிங் இஸ் தட் காட் இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் பிஹைண்ட் யூ அண்ட் வாட் எவர் டிசிஷன் யூ ஆர் மேக்கிங் யுவர் லைஃப் ஹீ இஸ் சீயிங் வெதர் இட்ஸ் ரைட் ஆர் ராங் And when it's something wrong, God's hand is going to go up and say, you're wrong. When you're right, he's going to say, you're right. So let God judge you. Why do you care? Just let him do that. Let God. Because when he does, you will have peace that passes understanding. Finally, number three, sowing the seeds of peace. See, relationships can cause tremendous stress in life. கணவன் மனைவிக்குள்ள stress. பிள்ளைங்க பெற்றோர்களுக்குள்ள ஸ்ட்ரெஸ், பாஸுக்கும் கூட வேலை செய்யறவங்களால ஸ்ட்ரெஸ், எங்கே போனாலும் தகராறு தானே. ஸோ ஹவு கேன் வி ஹேண்டில் தட்? இன் வாட் பால் இஸ் ரைட்டிங், லெட் எவ்ரி ஒன் பர்சூ பீஸ், பர்சூ இட். ஐம் கோயிங் டு க்ளோஸ் பை கிவிங் யூ திஸ். வாட் வி நீட் டு டூ இஸ் அவாய்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கான்ஃப்ளிக்ட். வார்த்தைகள் ரொம்ப பவர்ஃபுல் தெரியுமா? சின்ன வயசில் உங்களெல்லாம் கூப்பிட்டுருக்காங்களா, நீ படிக்கவே உதவ மாட்டேன், எதுக்கு உதவ? மாடு மேய்க்க. வேற என்ன வேற என்ன கேட்டிருக்கீங்க? கமான் சொல், பேசுங்களேன். வேற என்ன கேட்டிருக்கீங்க? உங்களை திட்டினதே இல்லையா? மாடு மேய்க்க நீ வந்து எதுக்கும் தண்ட சோறு கேட்டிங்களா? எல்லாரும் தலையாட்டு, உண்மையாக பேசுங்களேன். ஆஹாய், இந்த மாதிரி திட்டுவாங்க இல்லையா? ஸோ யூனோ, சம்டைம் வி காட் பி வெரி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல் அஸ் டு வாட் வி சே, பிகாஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் புல்லட்.
When you release the trigger, it hits the target before you could think. It hits it. You can't take it back. It destroys it.
Even in kanavan manavikulla or a relationship, so we got to be very careful. But God says, pursue peace in the family.
எங்களுக்கு கல்யாணம் ஆகி ஒரு 3 வருஷம் தான் ஆகுது. நோ 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 எங்களை பார்க்குறேன். கேன் யூ பிலீவ் இட்? இட்ஸ் கோன் பி 37 இயர்ஸ். ஸோ 37 வருஷம். அதுக்கு முன்னால் வி கைண்ட் ஆஃப் டேட்டட் ஃபார் 2 இயர்ஸ், 39 இயர்ஸ். ஸோ 39 வருஷம் ஒருத்தர் தெரிஞ்சதுனால when I begin to speak, I know where you're coming from. அப்படின்றவா இப்போ எல்லாம் நேரம் சொல்கிறது முன்னால் கேன் யூ லிசன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் தென் ஐ டாக். Vice versa.
Because the more we know each other, we think we know each other. We don't. We take things for granted.
Mr. Manoj Sirkar, he doesn't talk like that. He's a good man. Mr. Madhuram, he knows him. He knows him. He knows him.
So we all should be careful in what we say, because the words are like bullets.
And God said, avoid. Romans 12:18. If possible, so far as depends on you, live peaceably with everyone. In closing, Paul is saying, as much as possible, because Paul knows it is impossible to have peace with everybody. Now, when he say as much as possible, is that do not make you being the reason for the conflict. As long as you're not the reason, you don't have to worry about that. You can go and ask forgiveness to somebody. And if you're not the reason, you don't have to worry. They may not talk to you. It's fine. But you did your part.
You know, நம்ம ஊர்ல அந்த காலத்துல ஒரு உண்மையான சம்பவம் நடந்தது தெரியுமா? கதை கீர்த்தன பாடல, தமிழ் கீர்த்தனைய. கத்தரின் பந்தியில் வா சகோதரா, கத்தரின் பந்தியா. ஒரு கீர்த்தனை இருக்கு. அது எப்படி வந்துச்சு யாரு இல்லைன்னா தெரியுமா? திருநெல்வேலி ஜில்லாவில் ஒரு பாஸ்டருக்கும் ஒரு மூப்பருக்கும் பயங்கர தகராறு. தகராறு பார்க்கணுன்னா திருநெல்வேலி ஜில்லா போவாங்க, சிஎஸ்ஐ கோயிலில் நல்லா பார்க்கலாம் தகராறு. அவர் என்ன சொன்னார்? பாஸ்டரை உங்களை கொண்டு வேண்டிட்டார். பாஸ்டர் சொன்னார், நீ அப்படியெல்லாம் பேசக்கூடாது, சர்ச்சை ரெண்டா பயங்கர சண்டை மூப்பருக்கே வருக்கும். இது என்ன சண்டை போட்டது? சனிக்கிழமை. அடுத்த நாள் வந்து நற்கரனை. பாஸ்டருக்கும் முடியல, மூப்பருக்கும் முடியல, ரெண்டு பேர் சண்டை போட்டிருக்காங்களே. உன்னால் விடிகாத்தால பாஸ்டர் எழுந்து போனாராம். எந்திரிச்சு போய் அந்த மூப்பரோட வீட்டில் நின்று அதுக்கு முந்தின நாள் நைட் எழுதியிருக்காரு, கத்தரின் பந்தியில் வா சகோதரா, கத்தரின் பந்தியில் வா. அர்த்தம் என்ன தெரியுமா? யூ மை பிரதர், வி கேன் ஃபைட். தட்ஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் சாங். இன்னைக்கு வரைக்கும் பாடுறோம். அந்த கதை யார் எழுதுனா நமக்கு என்ன கண்டோம் இல்லையா? ஸோ தட்ஸ் அ ட்ரூ ஸ்டோரி. And we don't do that today, right? When we have a conflict, we are supposed to go and reconcile. As long as you are not at fault, as far as possible, Paul is saying, have peace with all.
Do not be a peace breaker, but be a peace maker. So in closing, can we have stress-free life? Yes, we can. Number one, we have to have peace with God. And then we have to have peace of God that is deep within us. Regardless of what we face in life, God gives us that perfect peace. Thirdly, have peace with one another. Then we can go to the Lord's Supper. Because God said, I'm going to give you the peace that no one can take it away. கண்களை மூடி ஜெபிப்போம். Dear Lord, I know sometimes we are under a lot of pressure. Pain, and we're stressed out, Lord, in our lives. And I pray, Father, that you would give us peace that you promised to the disciples, and help us to have the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit of the Lord, living in us, so we would be reconciled to God and have this peace of God that passes understanding. In your precious name I pray, amen.